Hey, what's going on, guys? This is the Listen Up Pal podcast with Brad and recording. Recording this on Friday night, January 8th. We're going to talk about the pitiful, horrible, bad, disgusting Sacramento Kings loss tonight. Actually, before I start that, let's go and talk about what happened earlier in the week. So Monday night they lost, just a horrible, disgusting display in San Francisco against the Warriors. They lost 137 to 106. And then Wednesday night they got a bounce back win at home versus the Bulls, 128 to 124. Solid game for Marvin Bagley. Tyrese Halliburton went out and got, he had 15 points in of his 17 in the fourth quarter, so that was really good. So they came back, bounced back against the Bulls, and then tonight just settled out up, what was it, 41 to 23 or something like that. They were up by 19 points. And then the Raptors, coming in, they were 1-6 coming into the game and just started pouring it on the Kings. The Kings stopped playing defense. They let the Bulls get do anything they wanted. I mean, the Kings shot, what was it, 40, let me see here. They shot 56.8% from the field. They had 36 assists. Only 11 turnovers. You should win that game. They ended up losing 144 to 123. They gave up a total of 109 points in the last three quarters. That's just, that can't happen. That's pathetic. Let's see here. Tyrese Halliburton had 17 points. Pretty good. Seven rebounds, six assists, 34 minutes of play. Harrison Barnes put up 20. But overall, just bad. I'm sorry, that was Wednesday. Hold on. Where'd it go? Okay, so tonight's game. Let's see, for the Raptors, Fred VanVleet put up 34. Pascal Siakam, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists. Chris Boucher, whoever he is, had 23 and 10. So they went out and they actually, let's see, the Raptors were 20 of 39 from 3. They couldn't miss in the second half, especially. They were just on fire. I mean, the Kings' rotations, though, were bad. They just weren't playing any defense at all. That's a bad loss, in my opinion. Especially when you're up 19 in the first quarter. You got to win that game. So some quotes after the game. De'Aaron Fox said, defensively, we played a game that you wouldn't win in a single... Defensively, we played a game that you wouldn't win a single game in this league with. We shot fucking 60% today. You're not supposed to lose a game when you shoot 60% from the field, which is true. Tyrese Halliburton on if he wants the Kings to be bothered by allowing 144 points tonight. He said, hell yeah, I'm going to go home and watch that game over, and when I get home, I hope that others do the same. So, yeah, they should be pissed off at that game tonight, because that was just not a good effort. They got Portland tomorrow. They started out, let's see. So they're 4-5 now. They got Portland tomorrow at home. Then they have Indiana on Monday. So those are going to be two really tough games. It's going to be hard for them to win, so... I'm hoping they can get it together, play some defense tomorrow, and, you know, they got to hold down Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum and Nurkic, of course. So they got Melo coming in here. Robert Covington's a good player for Portland. So Portland overall, their record right now is, let's see, they are 4-4. They have the same exact record as the Kings had coming into tonight. So, yeah, it's gonna be a tough game. So, got Portland tonight or tomorrow, and the Indiana Pacers coming in on Monday. And the Indiana is 6-2 out the gate, so they're doing pretty good. So, anyway, that's my thoughts on the Kings. They got to get it together. I mean, Tyrese Haliburton is, in my opinion, gonna win Rookie of the Year. He's just so damn good. He can shoot it. He can pass. He has great court vision. He has quick hands on defense. He can play defense. He's a leader. So I like him a lot. Really good. Really good young player. If he stays healthy, I don't see any reason why he won't win Rookie of the Year. So I'm really excited about him. And let's see. And the NFL playoffs tomorrow, of course, we got Indianapolis at Buffalo. You got Rams at Seattle and Tampa Bay at Washington. I believe I already gave my picks for that earlier in the week, but I'm just to refresh, I'm going with Buffalo, Seattle, and Tampa Bay to win that. So, anyway, guys, that's about it. So, hope you guys have a good weekend. I'll come back with you guys on Monday and recap the NFL playoffs, guys. So, hope you have a good weekend. That is another edition of Listen Up, Pal with Brad. Talk to you guys later. Peace.